Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there?
Hi everyone, it's Nick here. I've just bought myself a new microphone so that I can do some more detailed recordings from my computer and so that I can get better quality recordings for some of the stuff that I'm doing. I was using on the computer a Logitech USB microphone, but I haven't really been very happy with that, and I've had to do all sorts of things to make it sound presentable. So I have a new mic, which is this one I'm talking into now, which is the Behringer C1 dynamic large diaphragm microphone. It's a phantom powered microphone, but I thought I'd do a demonstration of the differences between the three recording systems that I have available to me, which is the iPhone 5S and the built-in microphone on that, the Logitech USB microphone that I have been using on the computer, and this one. So we'll start off with the iPhone. So this recording is with the iPhone 5S, and it's just the built-in microphone on my phone. This is the way that I normally do boos that are just commentaries or responding to various people, or just sort of boos as I go. And it's not a bad recording. It doesn't do too badly. As phones go, it's very easy in terms of I just grab it and I start, and that's fine, and that's good. But there are limitations to it, and the major one is that getting recordings transferred onto my computer is a pain. So we're going to do the tests. So I have a shaker, and I'm going to go round right to left, about 30 centimetres, 1 foot away from the mic stand that the phone is sitting on. Just so you get an example. So we're far right now, and we're about 30 seconds. I'm going to move around. Now in front. And now far left. So that should give you an example of what the sort of span or the width of the pickup is. I have my guitar here, my 12-string 30-year-old guitar, and I'll play you a few chords just so you get sort of an idea of the depth of the recording. I'm not sure how well this is in tune. So here's the bass note. Now I'm no guitarist, so that's why I'm going to stop there. And then what I'm also going to do is I'm going to move away. So I am now about, I'd say probably a metre and a half away from the mic stand. So, that's the iPhone. Next, I have my old mic. So this mic is the mic that I usually use when I'm producing a boo or a recording from my computer. And it's a Logitech USB mic. And that's all I know about it, other than it's a horrible mic. This room that I'm recording in now is relatively quiet. And I'm just going to stop talking. That noise you hear, I'm not listening to this recording, so I've no idea whether it's there or not. But I every time I've recorded, that noise is there, and it's a white noise, and it's a sort of a noise all the way through the recording, and it's just the noise of the mic. And whenever I've recorded on this mic, I've always had to do some relatively zealous, shall we say, noise reduction in terms of, I normalise it up, and that's the other thing, that this mic actually records very, very quietly. And I normalise it, and then I have to do a shed load of noise reduction to get rid of the hiss. That I've not done that on this recording. In fact, all of the recordings I've done, all I've done is I've normalised and left it. No EQ, no reverb, no nothing. So we'll do the same set of tests. I have my shaker. About 30 centimetres from the mic again, going from right to left. So here we go. Hard right. Centre. Hard left. So that gives you an idea of the sort of the coverage pattern. Okay, and the guitar to give you an idea of the depth. Like I say, I'm no guitarist, so. So that gives you an idea of the sound quality. And now I'm going to go and walk away from the mic. I'm now a metre and a half away from the mic. So that gives you an idea of the pickup coverage, sort of a semi-decent level. That's what I've been using to do most of my recordings for Audio Boo, that I've wanted to do some editing and put some backing tracks to and stuff like that. But now, I have a new microphone. That's coming up. So this is my new microphone. It's a Behringer C1 dynamic large diaphragm microphone. And it's what they call a studio microphone. As it only costs £31, I don't think any self-respecting studio would ever use this mic. But it's not a bad mic. I quite like it. And I'm going to be using it for most of my recordings that I then edit on the computer. And I'm going to be using it for Skype and all sorts of stuff. Now, this is set up. The gain is at about a quarter, about 25%, because it's a phantom-powered mic, which means that it's quite sensitive and you really don't need the gain very high. It's going into a 6-channel mixing desk I've got. The EQ is absolutely flat, and then that goes into my computer. So it's a little bit of a different setup, and you have to have a little bit more equipment to run something like this, but we'll do the same set of tests. So I'm going to do the same series of tests. So I have an assistant with me now because they've come home from school. Hello, Ewan.
Hello.
Right, can I have the shaker?
Thank you.
Thank you, shaker. So again, I'm going to go from the right through to the centre and then to the left, about 30 centimetres away from the mic. Now, because this mic is the way it is, the coverage is far less with it. It's far more directed. So there should be a noticeable difference on this one. So here we go, from right. In the centre. To left. Now, Ewan wanted a shake. Go on, shake.
Go
for it. Yeah. Right, stop. And now the second test for the guitar. And now the distance test. So I'm going about a metre and a half away from the microphone. And I'm about there now. Hello, Ewan.
Hello.
Hello. I have to say I'm really happy with this mic. It's for the money that I paid at £31 from Amazon, I'm really, really happy with the quality. So I hope you found that interesting. I hope that you could hear the difference between the different mics and so on and so forth. And I will speak to you all soon.